What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, the 25th of October. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Tomorrow, of course, is trick-or-treat night. And I don't know when this happened. When I was a kid, Halloween was always on the 31st, and we go out trick-or-treating. But some Halloween costume association got the bright idea of actually splitting trick-or-treat night away from Halloween itself. And so at least around here, it's going to be tomorrow night. We have the candy already sitting on the shelves and, ready to go. So you might want to check when the official trick-or-treating is for your areas. They just mucked it up. You know, Halloween was working just fine, and somebody just said, we're going to change things just because we can. All right, let's get into some serious news here. First of all, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. Now, Pepe Escobar has written an article that basically lays out what Putin has been doing in Syria, calls him the pacifier in chief, and that's certainly true, because not even looking at the current negotiations and ceasefire, Putin was the one who came on in and arranged for Assad to surrender all of his chemical weapons, which Assad wasn't going to use them anyway, so it was an easy thing for Assad to do. But basically, just talking about the meeting in Sochi was 6 hours long. But the bottom line is Russian President Putin and his Turkish counterpart Erdogan managed the near impossible and got this deal put together, which includes preservation of Syrian territorial integrity. Now, that's kind of a diss at the United States, which has developed this bad habit in recent decades of going into other countries and moving borders and cities and stuff around at that. Now, there are unfortunately still reports of clashes in northeast Syria that are straining and stressing the Turkish-Russian memorandum. Part of the problem, of course, is the Kurds were not included in the negotiations. They were simply told, get out. And the United States certainly has a strong motive to try and keep the conflict going. So does Israel. But it does appear that somebody somewhere is urging the Kurds to keep the fighting going. Even though the situation is putting a great deal of stress on NATO, because, you know, at this point, it looks like Turkey is swinging into the Russian sphere of influence. And there are people saying that it may be time for Ankara to basically lose their membership in the NATO alliance. Now, they first became members of NATO back in 1952. And that was because Turkey was seen as a vital bulwark against the evil Soviet Union. The U.S. placed nuclear missiles in Turkey, which is what prompted the Russians to do the same in Cuba, leading to the Cuban Missile Crisis. And when they teach about the Cuban Missile Crisis, they don't mention that little fact that the United States started playing with the nukes first here. So Russia has now deployed additional troops and equipment in northern Syria, 276 more Russian military police officers, and 33 additional equipment pieces. So they're very serious about their patrols. And right now, a lot of attention is shifting to Turkish relations with the United States. And there's still a lot of concern over at Incirlik Air Base about nuclear weapons that are stored there, B-61 gravity bombs. And there's roughly 50 of them. And the New York Times basically reporting on an unidentified senior U.S. official said the bombs are being held hostage by Turkish President Erdogan. Now, last week we heard some of the bombs were already being flown out and returned to wherever the United States likes to keep these things here. But right now, a big point of contention is the sending of tanks by the United States into Syria to basically guard and protect oil fields. And this is very concerning to the people of Syria, because the big question is the oil going to be sold for a currency of Syria's choosing, or are they going to be forced to trade in the dollar? And my wooden nickel is on that latter one here. But apparently, there's been a lot of meetings at the White House focusing on where the oil is. Where are the Syrian oil fields? So Trump is basically committing a crime here. You know, Assad does not want the United States inside his country. He certainly doesn't want them surrounding the oil. And most Syrians are saying the U.S. is simply attempting to seize the oil fields, and that's theft and piracy and plunder. Speaking of plunder, apparently the plundering of Ukraine scandal is starting to blow up there, and partly it's because of an interview given to the UNSA Review by a prominent Ukrainian politician, ex-member of parliament, four terms, and a candidate for Ukraine's presidency, Oleg Tsarev, who was out there saying that there was more than just Biden involved, that there are a lot of American Democrats who were sort of dipping into this cash flow. That one is spreading here. Now, a little bit of good news, or at least I hope it is. Certainly, it's going to be keeping a lot of our deep state people up awake at night, because the Department of Justice's Russiagate probe has just turned into a criminal investigation. And that will allow Prosecutor John Durham the power to subpoena documents and witnesses, to impanel a grand jury, and to file criminal charges. Heard last week, they found something. They found something really major connected to the Russiagate scandal. Now, Durham's progress is being closely monitored by Attorney General William Barr. And basically, they're looking into how this all got started. Who set up the Steele document, the dossier, the Piss dossier, so forth and so forth. Adam Schiff's impeachment investigation has hit a brick wall, because it's now come on out that Ukraine did not know that the United States had frozen aid at the time of Trump's July 25th phone call. So you can't have a quid pro quo with no quo. And this has been apparently unwittingly confirmed by the New York Times itself. Ukraine didn't know the aid was frozen. Getting back to the Biden family, Hunter Biden, that scandal has now expanded into Romania, involving a corrupt land deal, shady real estate dealings, and just corrupt from top to bottom here. Okay, Larry Johnson's released a report a few days ago in which he lists the eight cases in the Mueller report where the deep state tried to tie President Trump and his campaign and administration to the Russians. Of these eight events, six are now known to have been setups by the deep state itself. They were trying to frame him. They were absolutely trying to frame him. So, now, do you remember this Maria Butina? She's a Russian gun rights activist, and she was accused of being a secret agent for the Kremlin and trying to infiltrate U.S. political groups. and she's finally been released from federal prison. Now, she pled guilty to get an 18-month sentence. And apparently she was told, if you fight this, if you plead not guilty and we have to take this to court, we will put you away forever. So she's been let go from the low-security facility in Florida and already handed over to federal immigration authorities to be immediately deported to Russia so nobody can get at her and interview her and say what the heck was really going on. To get some of the illegal immigrants deported immediately. All right. Trump pollster John McLaughlin has released a new poll. 52% of respondents say the impeachment is just a political stunt by Democrats. 59% say it's a total waste of time. Schiff is not getting any traction with the American people over this. I'm sure his pollsters who are out there polling mostly Democrats, are going to get a slightly better set of numbers. But it was a hatchet job against the duly elected president of the United States of America. And it's time for some of these people really to go to jail. Of course, I'm sure, you know, they're circling the wagons, they're looking out for each other because they know the first one who goes down is going to spill all the beans to get the lightest sentence. I'm worried there will be an attempted assassination against the president. And if I were Trump's security team, I'd be seriously thinking about getting rid of the last of the Obama holdovers. Over in the Senate, they've introduced a resolution to condemn the House impeachment effort. Less than 24 hours, it already has 46 signatures. So, Tulsi Gabbard was on Hannity criticizing this impeachment inquiry process, which deserves criticism. It's a kangaroo court. It's a 1950s Soviet show trial here. Apparently, Joe Biden forgot there are Latino voters out there, and he forgot to buy a campaign website aimed at the Latino vote, so Trump bought it. This makes Biden look very, very stupid here. All right, let's get back to Michael Flynn. There are new developments there here. And Flynn lawyers have gone back into court asking for a dismissal of all charges. And they've documented the fact that Lisa Page edited Flynn FD-302. Those who don't remember, a 302 summary report consists of contemporaneous notes taken by an FBI agent when interviewing a subject. These days of digital recorders, you have to wonder why they would bother. And the problem with the FD-302s is they can be altered and edited. The 302 is not what the witness is actually saying. It's what the FBI agent thinks or wants the witness to be saying. And way, way back in 1994, when I inadvertently stumbled across the Vince Foster case, I found a perfect example of how the FBI was changing the FD-302s to support the official narrative. So Lisa Page edited the Flynn FBI 302 report, then lied to the Department of Justice about the edits. She's now in a little bit of trouble. James Clapper is now connected to the felony leaks of General Flynn's discussions with Russia in early 2017. And the GOP has revealed new Strzok texts concerning the crescendo of leaks, and they're demanding an investigation. Want Intelligence Community Inspector General Michael Atkinson to explain why the watchdog hasn't said if it's investigating a number of leaks of highly sensitive information in recent years. They're concerned here. All righty. So Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, has gone back into court. He's asking the judge to simply dismiss all the charges. All right, we have a caller on the line here, John in Tennessee. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Okay. All right. I think it was advanced on your show maybe within the last week or something. You know, if you just flip through the channels and you watch all the coverage of everything's going on, all these, you know, news topics or whatever they choose, I really have to believe that the blackmail book of the Clintons is wide open, and
yep,
they are actually orchestrating all of this. They're telling Joe Biden to get out there and stay, and despite all the gaffes, I mean, the guy's horrible. He really,
yes,
he's not electable at all. And I really just think it's a blackmail book going, no, Joe, you're going to stay out there, and you're going to stay out there as long as I tell you to, or I'm going to do this to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Hillary's going to jump in the race, and you,
yes,
would have to do, you would have to do all this impeachment crap, whatever comes up. What would she have for him in a second round of debates between those two? She would have nothing as,
yeah,
far as what he's, you know, because, you know, Fox News, they're always touting the economy and the bogus 3.5% unemployment. She couldn't hit him with anything policy-wise. All she would have to do is just go, you're a dirtbag, you're illegal, you quid pro quo. She would have nothing. You know, Russian,
yeah,
agent, that's all she would have. And people, obviously, people want to hear that garbage, but I don't think Elizabeth Warren is electable.
Not really, not really. If you remember a story we did yesterday where they went onto the campus of George Washington University and they just talked to the students about Hillary running again, and the reaction was just overwhelmingly negative, saying that she's not politically relevant any longer, that they're sick and tired of hearing about her or from her. And, mm-hmm, you know, so far, according to the FEC, you know, her fundraising is not going well at all.
No, but I would say among the common folks, yeah, that you get your man on the street to go and stick a microphone in everybody's face anywhere in mainstream USA, and they're all just going to, they'll just recoil in horror. Nobody wants to see this lady. Everybody hates her guts. But when it comes to the political elite and big money and things like that, she jumps in the race, I'm told millions of dollars will just fly at her because it's a money-making racket, and then they would obviously go, well, we got to go with a winner, and she's got the name recognition and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, Trump would probably win again, obviously, because people hate,
yep,
her guts, but I think if the whole thing's a money-making racket, and I don't think, I mean, they can't impeach Trump. They got nothing on the guy. I don't think they do.
He has not committed an impeachable offense. I mean, that's the bottom,
right,
line. And, you know, Schiff was
that's
trying,
black ink on white paper. Yeah.
Yeah, they were, Schiff was trying to turn this thing in Ukraine, the quid pro quo, saying that he was interfering in Ukrainian politics and that, you know, he was trying to get them to investigate Hunter Biden. And the truth is that the issue was corruption in general, because much of the money the United States does send to Ukraine just sort of kind of vanishes into thin air. And obviously that's an area of concern. So Schiff has nothing. He's got, you know, fourth hand hearsay rumors, and that's it.
And I would say that the Hillary or the Clinton blackmail book would go against Schiff too. No, they got dirt on this guy, and they're telling him, you're going to do this stuff, whether you like it or not, you're going to do it. And the whole country's going to hate you, and Tucker Carlson's going to mock you every single night, and Hannity are just going to rip on you, and they're going to be accurate, and I don't really care. I want you to do this. I mean, some of this stuff is, like you said, it's a waste of time. It's absolutely insane. It's fruitless. It's a colossal waste of money.
Yeah.
I mean, what would make these people just be so stupid and ram their head against a brick wall like this? Not that, again, and neither one of us are defending Trump or saying he's great. We're just going, this whole thing is an episode of the Kardashians. Our presidency is an episode of the Kardashians with all these players. And
okay,
people,
John,
are eating this crap up every day. Yeah.
John, I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking with John in Tennessee about a potential Hillary run. And at this point, I'm convinced that she is seriously considering stepping in. Her attacks on Tulsi Gabbard are one clue, because Tulsi is definitely a major threat if Claire tries to play the feminist card. And certainly Tulsi's anti-war comments work very much in her favor. So, I think it was just a few weeks ago, and I said, is all of this nonsense about Trump, is this all being driven by this one bitter woman who still cannot get over the fact that she's lost two presidential races? And now her latest excuse for her defeat in 2016 is that there were flashing videos on the dark web. I don't even know what she's trying to say with that, but that's what she came out with.
Yeah, well, I mean, I tried to advance this theory about the blackmail book to somebody in my family, and he came back at me and he said, well, then why did AOC and the squad endorse Bernie? And I said, that's very simple to me, because the question of, will you support Hillary Clinton if she's the nominee, that question is 6-8 months down the road. So certainly they're going to endorse somebody now and tell all the millennials, go to Bernie. He's the guy with the free stuff. We all know you don't want to work and you want free stuff. And then when they and when Hillary gets the nomination with her super, she'll play the super delegate game again. I mean, we know what's coming. And then the squad will just tell all their people, go to Hillary, just like Bernie said, go to. I mean, Bill, Bernie, is there a blackmail book on Bernie, because he did turn on her, he did get mad about the super delegate thing, and then he spoke about it publicly, and then she went, "You shouldn't have done that, Bernie. You shouldn't have done that, Bernie." You know, so, I mean, I think she's going to run again. And then, like I said, if we're going to get a whole nother round of presidential debates between those two, I mean, what is she going to hit him with? She's going to have to hit him with, like he was going with your 30,000 emails and real substance crimes, things like that. She's going to have to, all she could have is to hit him with so-called crimes, such as Russia or Ukraine. And he would just sit there and roll his eyes, and there'll be all kinds of gifs made on the internet. And but I really do. I'm sorry. I think it's a clown show. I think you and I agree, Go. The people that are put in political office now is a clown show. This is not the republic of our founders. None of these people are statesmen. None of them are statesmen at all. And I watch Lindsey Graham every night. On Martha McCallum and things like that, and he talks really tough, like he's defending the president. But I'm sorry, he was friends with McCain for so long, and he'll turn around and put a knife right in Trump's back if the opportunity's there. Like you're saying, this Syria thing, the Republicans would throw his butt out of office over the Syria thing. You want to pull out of Syria? Oh, I mean, everybody wants this guy out of office because he speaks freely and he speaks off the cuff. And he speaks his mind, and it aggravates all of them. He makes them look like fools. But then again, you know, we can't trust him because, I mean, I told you, I called in before, and I told you my biggest pet peeve was that budget. He would say, we're not dealing with any debt ceiling crisis until after the election, so I'm going to blow up the deficit. I'm going to blow up the national debt, just like the previous presidents, and nobody said boo about it. It's like, you're no businessman, you're no fiscal conservative, you're full of crap. And so I'm angry at the whole system, but I just want to advance that on your show. I really think there's a Clinton blackmail book out there on all the players, and they're all being
they were good friends with Jeff Epstein, and remember, somebody went down to that island and, you know, cleaned out all the computers and computer files, and nobody seems to want to ask, where did all that blackmail information go? And it may, in fact,
and
be bring, up
and
in
bring
Chicago.
In the NBC thing to this, Mike. Bring in the NBC thing to this. Tucker Carlson and these guys, this NBC Weinstein cover up, all this stuff blown up at NBC. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. And was it NBC that fed Hillary the questions in the debate? Wasn't it them?
Well, they participated, but mostly it was. Yeah, they went along with it. I'm trying to remember the name of the lady who worked for Hillary who got the questions from NBC. But yeah, and you know, she had a teleprompter on her podium during the debates, which Trump did not. And you know, when the debates were finally over, one of Hillary's people came on in and very quickly unplugged everything and, you know, got it out of there, because everybody could tell she had a teleprompter because the illumination from the screen was lighting up her face.
I still remember the videos of her, you know, stumbling, getting in the SUV and almost falling down. I mean, I remember all that stuff.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, she's a person. I mean, I think the Clintons know what their age is, and they're just hell-bent on getting a lot of money for their family, their legacy, Chelsea, whatever it is. And I think at this point, it's a money-making
operation.
Oh,
they've got lots of money. They've got lots of money. Hillary wants that White House. She thinks it's owed to her. She thinks she deserves it.
Well,
she's angry with the American people that we didn't go along with it. Anyway, John, I got to let you go. We got to take another break here for some commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here to Mark in North Carolina. Mark, thank you for being so patient and waiting so long. What's on your mind?
Sure. Mike, a couple of things. One, you know, we're talking about Clinton. I'll tell you why I don't think she's going to run. And it's just the other woman just mentioned is Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi tore her a new you-know-what hole the other day.
Yes.
Okay? She tore her a new... I did not think that Ms. Slick really expected that. She has not want to face this woman. She's seen what she did to Kamala Harris. She don't want to not only be in a debate stage with her, she doesn't want to engage in any kind of a Twitter war or any kind of other wars, because Tulsi will go after her the way no other Democrat, even Trump didn't go after her the way she went after her. I mean, she is the queen of corruption. There's no question about it. She is a neocon. She's a warmonger. She's everything that Tulsi should, and there's no way she can counterattack. Otherwise, it's not Russian Nazi. Then nobody believes. Only a fool believes. It's only a committed, you know, Democratic hack is going to buy the Russians in about Tulsi. Okay. So she's got.
Well,
that's why
I think Hillary's plan, because except for Tulsi, that's a very weak Democratic lineup. There is no clear front runner. I mean, supposedly Biden and Warren are tied in the polls here. But yeah, Tulsi is formidable, and you know, Hillary wants her gone, because if they go into a brokered convention next year, which I think is going to happen because there is no clear front runner, Hillary's not going to want Tulsi even under consideration.
But she's not, doesn't have a choice. Tulsi is determined to stay. Why do you think she says she's not even going to run for the Congress anymore? She's going to give up her congressional seat because she is determined. She is like a female pit bull. I mean, she is just determined to hang in there, and she is going to hang in there. She is hanging in there. She's getting more and more popular. I don't believe the polls. I believe she's way up there in the polls already.
Yes.
She's very popular among independents, okay, like myself. Most of the states are open states, so people will be able to vote in those primaries, independent. I voted the last time as independent. I voted for Trump then. This time,
yes,
I'm already made up my mind. I'm going to vote for Tulsi. There's no credit, you know. She is, I'm telling you, Mike, she's more popular than people even realize. I see it driving through South Carolina, the posters of her all over the interstates. And one other thing, though, I'm like, I got to have a pick a bone with you. The other day you mentioned Bloom, I call him Bloom Turd. That's what his name is to me.
Michael
Bloom Turd.
All right.
Okay. This guy is bad news, Mike. Okay. He is not only, he's a very autocratic, xylocon, of the worst type. He ran a police state in New York City with the stop and frisk. He actually drove, one of the reasons crime dropped, he drove poor and working class people out of New York. He made it so expensive, you know, with his fellow billionaires and millionaires, he made the place so expensive, nobody could live there anymore. Nobody with families or anything, so mostly single people and stuff moved in. You know, either they were wealthy or they were sharing apartments with other people, and he made that place into a nightmare. This man is no good. He is the worst of the worst. And I also, he's also a fanatic on gun confiscation. I personally believe he funded Sandy Hoax. I don't have proof on that, but I believe he funded Sandy Hoax. He's more than a guy like George Soros, because he is a fanatic anti-gun. He is. The man is no good, Mike. Believe me. If it came to him and Hillary, I don't know who I'd write. That's like really Satan or Lucifer, you know? I mean,
that's a nightmare scenario right there. That's going to keep me up at night tonight.
I also don't think he is going to run either, by the way. I don't think he's ready to take the kind of garbage, the type of stuff that is, you know, the garbage. They will attack him, especially somebody like Elizabeth Warren, whatever else the faults are. He doesn't care for people like that. And, of course, Tulsi will go, again, tear him a new you-know-what hole. And there's others on that. And Bernie will take care of him, too. So he's not going to, I really doubt it. Even a clown like, what's that guy's name? O'Rourke. Even O'Rourke would probably go after him. This guy is no, he will not, I really doubt he's even going to throw his hat in the ring. But as far as Hillary goes, she might think about it. But I don't think she will, because I think she's afraid of one person, that's Tulsi Gabbard, especially what Tulsi did to her the last time. She did not expect that. She did not expect, she actually probably, it's like, I don't know if you know who this guy Tim Black is. He's he's like a comedian, but he also has a YouTube channel now. And actually said she just gave Tulsi a Christmas present without knowing it. I mean, she's made it that much more popular now. Nobody likes this woman. She just like she's like Dracula, though. You can't keep her down. She keeps coming back until you find, even when you drive that stake into her. And by the way, that reminds me of Biden's son there. In Romania, I'm wondering what was he doing in Romania. Maybe he was running blood for Count Dracula. You know, you ever think of that?
It's possible. You know, Hunter Biden seems willing to traffic in anything that's going to turn a profit for him. You know, for all we know, he's a closet Ferengi. So, as far as Hillary's concerned, the indications are she's seriously thinking about a run for the White House next year. Of course, she'd have to announce before the end of this year. You know, she's got a campaign. She's soliciting donations. The money is not pouring in the way it did for her previous two failed presidential campaigns. And again, as that article about the interview of the students at George Washington University, people are just tired of her.
Yeah, of course. And, nobody wants.
You know, so I don't think she's made a final decision. You know, I know she wants to run, okay, but the last thing she wants is to run and lose for a third time in a row.
You know who want her, Mike? Some old boomer feminists, okay, from the you know, from the old when it first started, when the feminist movement started. Those are the ones who want it. Old lesbians, old you know, just no good, you know, just bad, man hating feminists. That's who want her. Nobody else wants her, Mike.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what this woman is about. Okay. She is not going to get, I'm telling you, she's not, I doubt she'll run. If she does, she's going to get her head stomped in. Because nobody wants her, and Tulsi will do the job of her if nobody else does. Because you see, she has no fear of her, and she went right after her, and it was, and if you notice, she pretty much shut up after that about Tulsi. You know, she didn't have much to say. A few of her stooges.
Well, they're now trying to pull that story back that Hillary accused Tulsi of being a Russian asset and saying, no, what Hillary actually said was Republican asset. She's being groomed by the Republicans, and Tulsi changed it to Russia to make Hillary look bad. That's the new story.
I saw the interview, okay? I saw the interview.
Yeah.
Just like with Biden, these people cannot fool. The American people aren't that stupid. I saw what Biden said to the Ukrainian, you know, to that Council on Foreign Relations about what it threats to Ukraine, okay, in his own words.
Yes.
And I've seen what Hillary said about Tulsi in her own words. She can't do that. She may try, but she can't do that. This stuff is online. Forget about the mainstream media. It's on the corporate media. It's online all over the place, and it'll be pulled up. Just like they try to suppress the fact that, you know, when we talk about the dancing Israelis and Israel spying on us, and that special that Fox did right after 9/11, they pulled it and tried to squash it, but it keeps coming up. Even in YouTube, as much as they try to suppress it, people keep bringing this stuff up. It keeps winding its eye with Carl Cameron, Brett Hume, the whole bunch. They actually were saying it was a serious investigation by Fox News, and it was squashed just like that. And they can't get away with it because there's too much. There's too much available to people today, Mike. It's not going to work. Tulsi is.
Well,
I mean, Tulsi will scare her.
You know, the ratings for corporate media are way, way down. There's incredible distrust of the government by the American people. And, you know, I don't want to see civil unrest come to this country. But when you look at how many other places right now are literally on fire, it's entirely possible. And I think they were running a real risk trying to get Trump out of the White House. And, you know, had they succeeded, that could start it. You know, you'd have, you know, conservatives and the liberals literally at war with each other. And the conservatives have all the guns. And the liberals are still trying to figure out which bathroom to use.
This is backfiring on them badly, too. Now, I don't trust Barr. But I think Barr really this time he's serious about it. But in conducting this investigation, because he's being leaned on, and the other prosecutor, I believe, he seems to be a pretty squared up guy. I think what happened with Epstein is this. I think the New York, the New York Southern District of New York. They hate Trump. They wanted anything they could to get dirt on Trump, so they tried an indictment of Epstein without knowing the whole story about Epstein, who he was tied into and everything else. Once that started coming out, and they had this guy in custody, and they had him under indictment. Now, the entire Justice Department started speaking out, including probably Trump himself, because Trump is tied into Epstein just like the others are. So many of our elite politicians and corporate types are tied into this guy. They're all blackmailed. They're blackmailed by the Mossad. So they probably agreed just to take the guy, to let him be taken out. That's what I think. But in the case with
Epstein is still alive. I think they simply faked his death. You know, to avoid a public trial and avoid any more public exposure of what he's been doing, although stuff keeps surfacing, and there's another story further down that we're going to illustrate that with. Anyway, Mark, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right, Mike. Before I, first of all, Mark, if you're going to vote for Tulsi Gabbard, you better keep one foot in the door and one foot out, because we've seen this movie before. You know, like, she is a military person, but there's a lot of military persons that are not liking Trump that are part of the, you know, the other side. Or so I don't trust anybody anymore. You know what I mean, Mike? I don't, because we're easily duped. You know, Tulsi's against Hillary, but once she gets in...
Not anymore. Okay, it's become very hard to dupe the American people, and that's why the deep state is in such a panic and trying to take control of the internet and social media, because if there's one impact we've had here in the independent media, it's that we have removed the government's ability to lie to us with impunity. And they've run the country so long with lies, fraud, and deception against the American people, they don't know any other way to govern. And that's one of the reasons they're in such a panic here right now. As far as Tulsi Gabbard is concerned, I have no strong objection to her being in the White House. You know, I'm concerned about her views on the Second Amendment, obviously. But yeah, the way she stood up to Hillary, you know, I'm sure Hillary right now is saying, no way do I want to go up against this lady again.
But also BDS, Mike, the BDS movement, she was like a, see, that's the, see, I just don't know, you know, because we, like I said, we've seen this playbook before, and we will get somebody in.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Dustin, okay, let's say Hillary wins the White House next year. What do you think she's going to do with BDS?
The same.
Okay.
She'll be for Israel, you know, and just like Trump's for Israel, it's just, I don't know. I know Hillary's not the, but it's like, see, that's the thing with Trump, the same, the lesser of two evils, but it's still evil. But we just don't know who Tulsi actually is and who her backers are, you know? So once she gets in, we'll all be disappointed again, and we'll say next time. I wish Ron Paul was, like, running again. You know, like, I just miss Ron Paul.
He's got his own website now and his own YouTube channel here. And I know that Tulsi is very popular in Hawaii, and that all of her, campaign activity for Congress drew these huge crowds. And she is very popular with the military because of her service in Iraq. So the issue here is, we're looking at who's going to be worse. The thing that most concerns me about a Hillary Clinton presidency is that she is angry with the American people as a whole, because we didn't vote her into the White House the last two times she ran. And if she becomes president, she'll find some way to get even, because getting back, paying back, revenge is definitely part of the Clinton playbook.
And her followers are also angry. Remember, this is bigger than just Hillary. There's like a, there's a system behind her. You know, there's that oligarchy group. You know, and Mike, I got to respond. You had another caller after I called about the tariffs. Do some of your listeners realize the tariffs are a tax on you, like on the American? It's basically, if you're okay with tariffs, that's like you're okay with raising taxes on yourself. And one of the callers says, well, the government will get the money. Well, yeah, well, the government bailed out Wall Street and the bankers and sent the little people the bill. So that doesn't mean anything. If the government gets the money from the tariffs, how does that affect you as the regular Joe Sixpack? It don't. Because
Yes, it does, because the cost of the tariff is added to the cost of the product being brought into the country, which means you actually pay that tariff at the checkout line.
I know that, but I'm saying it doesn't positively affect us. You know, negatively affects us.
No, it doesn't. Well, yes, this caller who called on in is out there trying to say that the only reason that manufacturing has died in this country is the tariffs. and tariffs may have contributed to the problem, but they're not the sole reason we lost our manufacturing. We just gave it away is basically what happened. And I think yesterday I covered the story about an entire generation of top corporate executives who basically came out of MBAs with no respect for the products they're making, which we're now seeing is impacting Boeing. And they just had this attitude of, you know, we don't need to get our hands dirty. We'll just license the technology to all these other countries. And there went the jobs. And our factories fell into disrepair and ruin.
And, Mike, I wanted to also mention, you know, Bolsonaro, the president of Brazil, he railed on China about them trying to steal everything in Brazil. You know where he went to make deals? Guess what country he went to make deals with them?
China.
He went to China. Yeah, exactly. Can you hold me over for another?
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over. That's stay right. On hold. All right.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate.
I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're still talking with Dustin in New Jersey, and we're talking politics and the great awakening of the American people, which is one of the things that has our deep state in a total panic. So, Dustin, just sort of pick up where you left off.
And not only that, because it's going on all around the world, in Chile and Ecuador, and obviously France for, what, the 49th week or the 53rd week?
They're coming up on their one-year anniversary.
But like with Brazil, Mike, he has went to China, he's making deals, and this goes back to the tariffs. All China's lost is a customer. We lost a manufacturer and a banker. And
yes,
Mike, our farmers, which we're now subsidizing, right, because they're basically on welfare. Our government controls that. And
yes,
there's no way, Mike, that those farmers can sell those amount of soybeans to other countries to equal what China bought. I think it was 60% of the soybeans.
Yeah.
They bought. So soybeans is, I think, Brazil produces, and also, like, they got the largest chicken factory in the world, right, I believe. So, I mean, you got to think about these things before you do them, because actions have consequences.
Yes.
You know, and I just think it was a bad move, because tariffs, some economic people say tariffs work, but most say it don't. It hurts both. But China's in the driver's seat because they have 85% of the manufacturing in the world. We don't. We don't have no room to maneuver, you know. And, Mike, before I get off the phone, I don't know if you heard of I don't know if it's Rosneft in Russia. It was breaking news that they're dumping the dollar and they're going to use the euro for exchange with the ruble. So that's a big story, and it's probably not going to report it on the regular news. All right, Mike, have a good night.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. Okay, so getting on back to the domestic news here, James Clapper is looking and sounding very nervous now that the Department of Justice's Russiagate probe has shifted into a criminal investigation. Powers of subpoena, power to impanel grand jury, the power to file charges. And, of course, as we mentioned before, documents reveal Clapper was part of this attempted coup d'etat. So my advice to Trump would be, as much as possible, play by the rules. So you don't give the plotters or the Democrats a handle to grab onto you with. But at some point, I think somebody has to start talking seriously about the Insurrection Act. Now, in a new book, President Trump has ratcheted up his claim that the Obama White House spied on his 2016 campaign, claiming it was an act of treason. We've got to take a break for station identification. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.